Hey everybody, welcome to another Podomatic. Hi, this is Independence at podomatic.podomatic.com, and tonight we're going to present another show, some highlights of things that I think you might need to know or feel that they're important enough to make mention. We're always talking about nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology, chemtrails, epigenetics, transgenetics, vaccines, which causes an epigenetic damage, and we are constantly in a mode where we have to start thinking in terms of our genetic code. Now, we're always talking about cancer, and we're always talking about, you know, autoimmune disorders, and we're talking about, you know, diabetes and respiratory issues and skeletal issues and nerve issues and mental issues and all kinds of issues. And we have ideas of what we need to do, and we all have these thoughts and these gurus coming out there, and they got the answer. They're going to sell you some shit you don't need, and you're going to pop pills, and you're going to swallow stuff, and you're going to do things, and you're going to use their crap, and their crap is loaded with excipients and contaminants and pollutants that further exacerbate the problem. And not to belittle the fact that you sometimes do need assistance with supplementation, and you do sometimes need assistance with modifying your diet. Just about everybody's going to have to modify their diet in year 2017 and 2018. One of the New Year's resolutions should be the elimination of nanoparticles in food supply, the elimination of ultrafine particles in the atmosphere, which are nano, the elimination of vaccines. They shouldn't even be used. They are so horrifically damaging to the DNA. You know, it is beyond belief. And I was talking to a friend and colleague earlier today, and we were talking in regard to the medical facts about vaccinations and how only like 2% of them actually work. You know, 2% on the general population work, I should say. The other 98%, they do nothing but further violate or exacerbate your genetic damage on your code. You shouldn't be needing to take vaccines. The only reason why they're being implicated to be used today isn't because they're there to protect you. Oh, no. The reason why they're being implicated today for you to take is so they can inject into you nanotechnology and to further cause profits for the pharmaceutical industry. There is no reason, rhyme, or remedy on any level for the need to vaccinate anybody. Zero. In fact, there is no evidence in anywhere on the planet that will even validate that these things even work. In fact, the evidence is to the contrary. There is a database in the CDC and online that you can go and look up, and you can see the horrific side effects of vaccines. And it's not just one or two people that are getting these side effects. There has been segments of populaces in regions throughout the world that once they were vaccinated, within 5 years, the existence of that community no longer was there. Go different parts of Africa, and where once was a thriving village, you know, of farmers or cattle or sheep raisers, are no longer around. And what happened to them? Oh, did they get hit with a blight? Did they get hit with a pestilence? Did they get hit with something, you know, some unusual corruption that might have hit them? No. They got vaccinated. This is called epigenetic damage. Now, I'm not going to go into a whole lot on vaccines tonight because I think that that's a very important issue to deal with. And I think everybody in their right mind should be dealing with it. You know, I think in today's times, in the year 2017, if you are going to bring children into this existence today, I think as a parent, you should be looking and considering very strongly in homeschooling these children, Do not allow them to be put into the educational system, number one, because you will lose that child. You will lose any influence you have on that child. The beliefs that you would impart on that child, the knowledge and learning that you will give that child will be all but moot. The institution is not designed to reaffirm family values. They speak that bullshit, family values. It's a caveat or a catchphrase to keep you in the idea that you are part of a system, part of something bigger than yourself. You're part of a country. You're part of a society. This is the imagined slights. This is the picture they paint into your mind to get you to conceive and to believe what they're proposing. But the hardcore reality is this: when you inject anything to a child and you feed them things that are of an epigenetic nature or a transgenic nature, and you alter their genetic code, their immune system no longer will function the way it is supposed to function. In fact, you will deactivate the immune system, further causing them to be compromised, dysfunctional, and challenged throughout their lives. The whole idea behind the pharmaceutical industry was to create a compromise, a dysfunctionality, a disruption in the way our bodies work, in the way they were meant to work, in the way that they were meant to protect us. The health issues of today are not being produced under the natural laws of creation. By far, they are being manipulated, they're being genetically engineered, they're being epigenetically introduced, they're being transgenically introduced into the biologics of the planet, whether they be plant-based, animal-based, insect-based, fish-based, or any other form. They're being interjected so that no matter what you do, how you do it, you are going to have some impact in your life in regard to being poisoned. I'm going to talk about a couple things tonight. I'm going to talk about genetic changes that are made by the very environment we're in. Okay, the atmosphere. The atmosphere is the number one killer on the planet. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and we were talking in regard to the life expectancy. The life expectancy at one point in time was 84, 85 years old. I think as high as 86 in North America. Throughout the world, there are cultures that are outliving us in North America. In North America, we are supposed to be one of the most advanced systems and societies out there. Okay, we are supposed to be it. We are supposed to have it all because of the fact that we have had the most advanced science around, and we are further ahead than anybody on the planet. We are so advanced, and we are so sadly misled with the bullshit on that. There is no fact, no statement of the fact that can be validated that is true in any way, shape, or form. We look at the life expectancy in the United States alone, it is way, 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 way down in the scale of longevity. Other cultures in Europe are outliving people in the United States. There are cultures out in Asia that are outliving people in the United States and Canada. Unfortunately, we're attached to the hip to the U.S., so whatever goes on in the United States eventually comes to us right after. And so the poisoning now is now not just in the good old USA, it's also in Canada and Mexico. I don't see free trade going anywhere, really. The whole concept of free trade rhetoric that's going on that Mr. Trump is putting out there. I mean, he's a businessman and he's playing a business game, but there's no way I can see in any way, shape, or form that this is going to go any further than where there's just talk. But who knows? But anyway, that's another story for another day. Anyway, when we're looking at the concepts that we are supposed to be so advanced, and yet we're all dying at a very rapid rate, and the life expectancy is getting shorter by the year or biannually. There's a new statistic saying that we're living less, living less, living less. With artificial intelligence, they're figuring by the year 2025, the technology will be in place in such a way that the human race will become an inconvenience to the system. So you are going to see probably a lot more things happening and a lot more people disappearing in not too distant future. It's already started in some bigger cities. If you're seeing street people at one point in time and you're no longer seeing those people around, and you might want to ask the question, where did they go? Where did they go? Let's talk about epigenetics and aging. But before I do that, there is a saying I want to talk about. So, and this is to encourage those of you who feel that you are not qualified, quantified, good enough. You feel inaccurate, or not inaccurate, inept. You feel, that you're not good enough, that you're of no consequence. I always put it this way: God gave you two hands, two feet, and a heartbeat, and made you after his own image and after his own likeness. God doesn't make junk, nor does he make incompetent or inept people. Nor does he think you're stupid. We're always in need of evolution in regard to growing and changing and becoming more like God. But in regard to what God thinks of us, he thinks of us in such a high manner and value that he gave one of his own so that the planet itself could be saved. So he thinks of us in a very high regard, in a higher regard than we think of ourselves. So I'm trying to point this out, that we, those of you who have this thinking that you can't do it, you might be the one that might have the answers to save the day. So, and I'm saying this in regard to what Nikola Tesla said. Those of you who know Nikola Tesla know that he was a very sharp and astute person who was very inventive, very creative, and has come up with some of the more profound technologies of the day that we're still using in this year 2017. Unfortunately, the military-industrial complex is abusing his technology. And the corporations are also abusing this technology with 5G in these towers. We are going to see some moments in life that is going to create a huge, huge, huge genetic damage just from frequencies alone. But let me read this. Scientists today think deeply rather than clearly. One must be sane to think clearly, but one can think deeply and be quite insane. Today's scientists have substituted mathematics for experiments, and they wander through equation after equation and eventually build a structure which has no basis in reality. In other words, a lot of scientists today are speaking based on theory, bullshit, nonsense. This is what they're basing a lot, what we are calling scientists today. True scientific development and evolution is when you put your hand, you read something, you study something, and then you put it together. And irrespective of what you are hearing from other people, you are seeing what you're seeing, and that is what you have to go by, especially when you're building, constructing something you've never dealt with before. You are going to see things that the average Joe Blow that has been working with us all the time will have overlooked. And you might be surprised in yourselves what you may accomplish. This is a true, true fact. I'm not saying this to blow sunshine off everybody's ass. I am saying this because it is the truth. You have no idea what you're capable of, but as long as you allow the matrix mindset, the matrix programming, the peer pressure program that the matrix puts out there to keep you in a state of subjugation, to keep you in a state of entrapment, to keep you in a state of feeling incompetent, then you will never change. Never will you change. When I talk about, like I said, I use the biblical reference about being born again. Unless you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. That is a true statement, none more profound than that. You can't see it if you don't change the perspective. You can't see it if you don't change the course of life. You know, right now we're all living in a form of entropy. We're heading toward the end of everything. If we stay on this design or this program, this is where it's going to lead to entropy, the end of everything. But the moment you make the changes, the moment you put, I'm going to use it in this expression, the moment you put God in the center of everything, then you've got everything. As long as the center is not there, if God is not in the center of the equation, you have no equation. End of story. Whether you believe in God or not, that's an irrespective, a moot point. You have to look at things from a perspective that there is a creator that created everything that's here today on the planet. And if you don't see it the way he sees it, what are you seeing? You're seeing the program. You're seeing the bullshit. You're seeing the game. Now, until you see things the way he sees it, you can't see the kingdom. You can't begin to understand that. So this is my point here. Don't allow anybody to keep you in a state of blindness and ignorance because they're making you feel that you can't do it. Forget the feeling. Take a chance. Step up. You never know. You might be the one to hit the home run. You never know. But let me read that today. Read that again. Scientists today think deeply rather than clearly. How many people you have that about you? One must be sane to think clearly. But one can think deeply and be quite insane. Today's scientists have substituted mathematics, a lot of theory, a lot of paperwork for experiments. And they wandered through equation after equation and eventually built a structure which has absolutely no basis in reality. So be a scientist, build something that has a basis in reality so we can make the changes we need to grow and evolve and become more than what we are. Do not allow anybody, again, to bullshit you. Take a chance, take a step. Don't be afraid. And if you fail, so what? If from your failures, you will learn and you will grow. That's when you start to really understand things. When you have the successes, then you go on to the next level. And when you're going to things you've never done before, you're going to make mistakes. Don't sweat it. Get over it. Get off your ass. Get to it. Get her done. You can do it. All right. The second one is you can always recognize a relativist. They will either ask you for your credentials or offer their credentials without you asking for or about them. You ever notice a lot of people say, well, I'm a graduate from such and such, and I got a PhD in bullshit, or I got a master's in bullshit, or I'm just learning about bullshit and I got a degree in bullshit. This is where their braggadocio comes in. I'm an educated SOB and I got a piece of paper to prove it. And you're looking at them saying, well, you know what? I really don't care. My perspective is when someone says they got a piece of paper and blah, blah, blah. And my question is then, well, what are you doing with it? Any jackass can go get a piece of paper. Hell, there was a guy who said he took a correspondence course in Europe, which I thought was hilarious. And then he had to pay $35 for a certification. I thought that was even more hilarious because we usually when you take a course, the certification comes with it once you pass an exam. So when I heard this, I was laughing my backside off. Just hilarious. But anyway, these are the people who brag they've got documentation, but nothing, no substantiation. In other words, they have nothing, no substance, nothing. Just a lot of debt, a lot of expense, and a piece of paper to show that they have jumped the hoops, learned the system, and are doing absolutely nothing with it. That's a relativist. And again, when someone says to you, I've had people ask me, well, where'd you learn all this stuff? I said, the Almighty, he put me through the school called life. And in that school, I learned things. I paid attention. I had no choice. It was either pay attention or die. That's the way it is with most of us. And that's the way it is today. So when you're looking at what is going on, again, do it. Don't let anybody bullshit you with a piece of paper. I don't give a shit if a guy's got 20 PhDs and certifications or whatever. What are they doing with it? That's my question. What are you doing? What have you invented to make our life better? What have you invented to help us evolve better? What have you done to cure cancer? What have you done to cure autoimmune disorders? What have you done to give us get free energy? What have you done to make the telecommunications network more accessible to everybody so everybody can communicate with each other? What have you done in regard to cleaning the environment, changing the atmosphere, making the air cleaner for us to breathe and the water cleaner for us to drink and the land free of genetics, you know, free of nano? What have you done? And if they say, well, you know, what have you done about those chemtrails? What activity have you put forth to stop the chemtrails from being put up in the sky? What have you done to shut down the artificial intelligence that's running the systems on this planet, causing some of the mayhem that's going on the planet? What have you done? And their question is, well, I don't need to do anything. I have a degree. What we have here is not a failure to communicate. What we have here is the inability to communicate. Cut them loose. They're about as useless as you can get. They have absolutely no substance to them, no substantiation for their certification. Okay. Don't let anybody come along and say they got a piece of paper and it's important. I got all kinds of pieces of paper. They mean nothing. The only thing those pieces of paper are good for is to wipe my backside if I run out of toilet paper. That's the only thing they're good for. All they show is an indication that you've gone, done your time, learned to be brainwashed, and you paid for it. That's all that really means. Until you do something with what you know, you don't know nothing. Because theories are a dime a dozen. Till you get your hands in the pot and you start stirring it up. Oh, yeah, now you got something. All righty. Some of you have children with bipolar disorders. Some of you have autoimmune disorders going on. Some of you have health issues and you can't figure out why you got them. How come you're doing all the right things, eating all the right foods, and all of a sudden now you can't, for some reason, you can't seem to have a full handle on what's going on in your life? And you wonder, well, what is happening here? How come I have these health issues? What is happening to me? Let me read something to you so that you understand the nature of chemtrails and what they're actually doing to you. Let me also point out to you what nanoparticulates are doing to you. Genetic changes caused by environmental factors linked to suicide risk. How many of you have family members that are in a constant state of depression, constantly feeling like shit, constantly feeling like they want to kill themselves? How many are actually having this issue with people? Well, some of your close relatives. Well, researchers have linked genetic changes in the so-called CRH gene, which affects the regulation of the body's stress system, to suicide risk and psychiatric illness. The study of epigenetic changes refer to environmental exposure that changes the genetic code in the body. Okay. The study of epigenetic changes in the body's hormone-based stress system has shown that the stress-related changes in the CRH gene are linked to both serious suicide attempts in adults and psychiatric illnesses in adolescents. In other words, the environmental impact that's out there right now is altering the genes in the body. Okay. Creating in the system a dysfunction in the genetic code in that specific gene to get people to think in terms of suicide. And this is not that far-fetched. When you have lithium being sprayed in the atmosphere, that red stuff, those red light clouds in the air that are being sprayed is lithium. And NASA has validated that that's what they're using that for. They're spraying the lithium up in the sky so that they can now monitor the weather, monitor what they're doing. Okay, so when you see the lithium up in the sky, you know there's aluminum up there, you know there's barium up there, titanium dioxide, zinc oxide, which are on nano level, silicon dioxide, which is also on a nano level, nano silver, which is also on a nano level, and about 43 other chemicals that are up there right now, if not more, which are being released by spraying with the airplanes. Not to mention that there were other nanoparticulates before they were in chemtrailing from factory waste and other natural exhaust like volcanoes. Having all these nano particulates in the atmosphere is embedding itself into the very core of genetic code, very enlarging into the brain. There's no way to get this out through conventional means unless you're using high strengths of sodium EDTA, sodium thiosulfate, Epsom salt, pectin, or anything, or phosphorus, a combination of sodium and phosphorus, or salt and phosphorus, or iodine and phosphorus, to get into your brain to disperse and get rid of the aluminum buildup from those and other metals. These metals will embed into the brain, and when a frequency is activated and a tower goes off, those frequencies are now hitting those metals in the brain, causing a disruptive influence on the brain. Because they embed into the very culture, very core of the brain, each metal that I read, and if you go look on my website at augmentinforce.com, look at nanotoxicology, you will see that all the metals that are listed on the nano, including the silica, the one they're selling in the health food store, where it goes into the brain, where it will lodge and then start an oxidative process that causes the brain damage, integrating this tech into the neural network of the brain. So again, we are dealing with environmental toxins that are working in conjunction with frequency devices, including your cell phone, to activate a paradigm in the system so that these things can start functioning by growing in your body and taking over your genetic code. You can see this with silica. Go buy a quartz kit that you want to make your own quartz. They give you silica. They mix it with solution. They put it in the container, and it will grow in front of you. Okay, this goes on in the body. Same thing. Silica, all this dumbass earth, and all this so-called silica crap. You can't break it down. You have absolutely no means of breaking down silica. You don't have the acids in the stomach to break it down. You need acetic acid to break it down. And the only way you can break it down or get it into the cells if you combine it with phosphorus or some form of saponin in order to allow it to permeate into the cells. Now, when it's on nano level, it will embed itself in the organs, in the cells, in the tissues, in the muscle, in the brain, everywhere. So when they tell you that the matrix earth is safe, it's a form of nanosilica. A lot of that is leaking through the gut and the digestive system and going into the system, and then it starts to assemble over time. You may feel skeletal pain. You may feel cellular pain. You might feel high levels of depression, high levels of incoherency. You may have problems with your memory. You may have problems, you know, just even speaking. This is all done through nano pollution. Okay, when we're talking aluminum, we're talking, you know, this is very lethal for women. Women, I've said this before, and especially on a nano scale, where it can bypass, penetrate, and permeate into the cells, causing mutations to occur in regard to your DNA and regarding to estrogen. Now, taking iodine can help, again, push the aluminum out. Taking magnesium can help push the aluminum out. I tell people to make a drink of 1 teaspoon of Epsom salt and 1 teaspoon of borax. Put it in a 17-ounce container of water, shake it up, dissolve it, and sip on that all day. If it becomes, you know, too hard for you to consume, add a teaspoon of maple syrup or glycerin, dissolve the sugar into the solution, and then consume it. You may find that the impact of these things and how they work are very profound. So in all that we're dealing with today, we have to start thinking in terms of how are we going to protect the genetic code. Previous studies have indicated an overactive stress system in individuals would increase suicide risk. In the current study, researchers report that the epigenetic changes in the CHR gene, which are linked to serious suicide attempts in adults, could also be found in adolescents with high risk of psychiatric illness. I found the stats on it. I was amazed. The 15-year-olds were the highest risk, 78%. 78% 15-year-olds. So again, something is wrong when we have kids at 15 years old wanting to commit suicide. Something is going on. Something is affecting the head. Something is affecting a mood change, a chemical reaction. Something is causing great malfunction in the genetic code. When we're looking at our will to survive, our will to thrive, our will to achieve, okay, that's indicating that the DNA, the testosterone for both men and women, the other androgens that are there, are in place to achieve and accomplish. But when, the genetic code is being altered and you're having a gene being affected by all these stress factors, your DNA now starts to come undone. The last 10 years has become twice as common in Swedish adolescents between the ages of 10 and 17 to suffer from psychiatric illnesses. How does a kid at 10 to 17, honest to God, how do kids at 10 to 17 suffer from some psychiatric illness? 10-year-old? All a 10-year-old wants to do is go outside and play baseball or soccer or football. That's all they want to do. So what has changed? What is going on? Results show that epigenetic changes in the CRH gene were more prevalent in the group of adolescents with an increased risk of psychiatric illness. Our environment affects our genetic expression, which is usually referred to as epigenetic change. Okay, if you take a vaccine, this is what they call environmental toxin, because of the metal inside of it, the mercury, the aluminum, the aborted babies and genetic material, cow, sheep and pig blood, you get all these epigenetic factors and transgenes that are being transferred over as a result of what has been going on. So when we're looking at all the things that are happening today and what's happening today, okay, we need a defense. We need a game plan. We need a game plan. So what do we do? Okay, the one thing we're going to start to look at are antioxidants. High-powered antioxidants in conjunction with minerals, in conjunction with proteins that will help, again, protect the DNA, flush out the violators, the nano and the other stuff that's out there, fortify the body so that you can repair what was damaged and then to, again, develop the foundation. So I'm going to read you some of the things that, I'm going to read off the top of the head. 5-HTP has antioxidant properties for the brain. Acetyl-L-carnitine also has antioxidant properties for the heart and liver. Creatine, in the form of creatine monohydrate, also has antioxidant properties because it has arginine and glycine and methionine in it. Methionine is the sulfur, arginine would be the nitric oxide, which would help flush out any of the metals like aluminum. Cysteine is a very powerful antioxidant that affects both lung, liver, and skin. Secondary to kidneys, it will help again in reducing a lot of metal buildup and convert directly to glutathione. Buying glutathione in a health food store is a bit of a waste of money because you get the same effect by taking L-cysteine because your body has to break down the glutathione you're taking and then reconstitute it. Whereas with cysteine, it breaks it down and the cysteine goes to the liver and immediately converts from cysteine to glutathione. So again, something you might want to check out. Okay, methionine is another one. It's a sulfur that eventually becomes L-cysteine, which then, again, helps in the boosting of the glutathione levels. NAC, which is basically an acetylcysteine, basically what they did is they added acetic acid with the cysteine to make it a more powerful, more absorbable form of the amino. Again, it does the same as the other. Pangamic acid possesses antioxidant properties, or DMG. This is one of the things that they talked about in the past. If you go on my website, there's a DMG link, and you can see all the wonderful things they've used it for, including mental disorders. Again, it helps, again, sustain the cells on a higher level of oxygen. Taurine possesses minor antioxidant properties because of the way it detoxifies the liver. Thioproline possesses antioxidant properties. Tyrosine possesses minor antioxidant properties because, again, it works in conjunction with selenium and with iodine. When you're looking at, they got vitamin A but broken down. So when you're looking at all the forms of vitamin A, they all will have very powerful properties. I was telling somebody earlier today that when they were doing the studies with vitamin D back in the early 1920s, what they found out later that the studies on vitamin D were inaccurate, and what happened was they were actually looking at vitamin A. Vitamin A was what they were really looking at, and they were giving accreditation to vitamin D. So all this vitamin D that they're pushing, I would suggest you really roll it back to 1 or 2,000 IUs while you're in the winter months and sit under a grow light. Vitamin D only converts from the skin, and whatever you take inside will get a nominal effect, because you have to remember vitamin D is a hormone vitamin as well. And you can overload on these things and wind up with calcification in the heart, causing the heart to literally stop, causing, again, high levels of calcium deposits to line into the arterial lining, which also can cause problems, you know. And so, again, when we're looking at some of the things that are going on today, these are some of the things that we need to understand so that you can best to protect yourself. Vitamin E is another one that's really good. It's another health concentrate of an antioxidant. This will also even help push out and flush out. If you've got if you've got silver, chloral silver poisoning or chloral silver excess where your skin is starting to go silvery, you might want to start using vitamin E, vitamin A, and NAC to help pull this excess stuff out. And is that just a thought? Beta carotene, again, another antioxidant, you know, and it goes on and on. And I'm just trying to see here if, SOD is one you can make. SOD is superoxide dismutase. That's, you can take niacinamide and copper to form an SOD. You can take chlorophyll and aspirin to form an SOD-like substance. You can take copper and zinc, zinc and manganese. These all produce SOD. And I would suggest you start using these things to see how quick you're going to start to recover by using this type of antioxidants. You have no idea how powerful this is until you start looking it up. These are just some of the things. DHA is another one that acts as an antioxidant. Protects against copper periodization. Melatonin, again, it helps fight cancer while you're sleeping. So you got, like I said, you have a lot of things there that you can start looking up. Genisoids from ginseng, rosemary. If you want to get something, you might want to get rosemary. Let me read something about rosemary. Oh, rosemary. Let's see, where's the other one here? Hold on. There was a section I found on rosemary. I was really surprised that there was two other components in rosemary that was very effective as far as detoxifying the liver and pulling stuff out. Just trying to think what it is. Okay, that's BHT. I'm not going to spend much time on this. If I can't find it, I can't find it. But rosemary is another antioxidant that you definitely want to start using because of the way it protects the liver, lungs, and kidneys, and overall body. This is very important that you understand, again, the nature of some of these things when you combine them. If you combine that with even a ginger or a, if you combine the copper, chlorophyll, with other things like zinc or niacinamide or whatever, it'll produce an SOD-like material. So combining a lot of these antioxidants as well can give you a stronger effect. And like I said, rosemary has, it had two other, I had it earlier. Because it's just as strong as BHT, which is synthetic. Which is pretty impressive for something that's grown naturally that has more antioxidant kick normal one, the natural one. So it was, it's pretty good. But we have lots here that we can utilize. So start looking at things that are going to protect the DNA, like zinc protects the DNA. Zinc and selenium protect the DNA. Okay, iodine protects the DNA. Boron can protect the DNA, or borax, provided you don't overdo it. Saturated fats can help protect the DNA. So you have a lot of things that you can use to help protect your DNA. And it's imperative that you do protect your DNA, because the way it's going, the DNA is going to become so corrupt in the future that, you know, the sicknesses that people are going to have are going to be astronomical. So again, you know, keep these things in mind that we do have options. You know, when I talk about the glyphosates have stripped the body of eight to nine different key minerals: iodine, selenium, magnesium, calcium, potassium, any of the chlorides, you know, all gone. You know, it was taken from us. So again, you got to start taking the responsibility for yourself. So look at zinc as an antioxidant property. Look at selenium as antioxidant properties. Start using them. Start using them in a little higher dose than they suggest to make sure that you're getting adequate amount in the system. This is very important that you understand it. Selenium is another biggie that you want to, again, maintain and sustain. I think I mentioned iodine, I mentioned manganese, I mentioned boron. These are some of the minerals that produce what they call a coenzyme, or they help produce enzymes in the body so the body can better function, so that the body can either break down what is there and replace it, or to heal it in some form or fashion. So enzymes are definitely something you might want to look at altogether. Okay, we're talking about the environment. Let me read a couple more things here. Epigenetic aging linked to bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder may involve accelerated epigenetic aging and die from age-related diseases, because the brain has had its genetic code changed by some kind of environmental overload. Okay. Epigenetic age measures molecular markers of chemical modification to DNA. Bipolar disorder has been previously associated with the accelerated aging. What's driving the accelerated aging? They want to know what is driving it, what's causing it. So why all of a sudden we're having people aging at a very rapid rate? Patients with bipolar disorder showed an accelerated epigenetic aging compared to healthy controls, which I'm not sure where they got that from. The chemical modifications could be precipitated by the disorder itself or by poor lifestyles, habits, and diet. This is why, you know, I also give the information. Now, I think I already gave it out earlier that if you need help with this kind of thing, you can also send me an email, independs@yahoo.com. Chemical modifications could be precipitated by the disorder itself or by poor lifestyle habits and diet, exercise, tobacco, and illegal use of substances. So again, those are factors that you can control. I would suggest you follow it. Those of you who can't seem to kick the habit or whatever, or you're stuck in a circle, then try to make it so that you don't take this stuff every day, go every other day, and make sure you get that bath and get the solutions going. It's important that you, again, start thinking in those terms, because, again, we're dealing in genetic times. We are dealing with situations and circumstances we have never seen before. So now we are in the stages of having the awareness factor right in front of your door. That's the way it goes. When you look at it, I mean, we would all be bored to death right now if all we had to do in life was retire, go live on the beachfront, enjoy the water, sleep on a hammock. You know, we would be just bored to tears. I mean, just completely bored to tears. So now we can now be less bored and more active. Somebody contacted me earlier today about juices, just to give you an idea about juicing and the epigenetic factor of juicing. the vegetation matter that's out there right now is being sprayed so heavily with chemtrails that it doesn't matter what you do. If you cook them, you eat them raw, you are not going to get this chemtrail or nanoparticle poisoning in the gut, and it'll translocate. So when you're looking at the aging process and even how substances can cause this nanotechnology, nanobiology, high concentration of nano in the cells causes the cells to hyperaccelerate in oxidation, causes again the body to exude more of its resources to help and repair, and at the same time the stuff that is in the air, the nano that you're breathing in, is on the food supply, it's in the fiber, you can't wash that, you eat it. Yeah, you're loading up on it. So if you're going to do anything juice, like we've suggested in the past, have your juice. And then make sure you filter the juice with a teaspoon of oil so that it'll separate after you blend it together. So it'll separate. It will have collected the metal. And away you go. And then you can start doing stuff with it. So again, we have to pay attention to the here and now, what we're being exposed to. Not something that happened 30 years ago. And they're still selling stuff from 30 years ago that today would cause problems. So it's important, like I said, you understand that. Now, if you can find somebody that knows, what's going on with artificial intelligence, with robotics, synthetics, anything along the lines of synthetic biology, genetics, these are people whose brains you want to pick, because these are the people that are going to know what to do when the time comes, and you may want to be on board. Just a thought, because again, when the time comes, there's not going to be much left. Not anything of any value. What's driving the accelerated aging? Patients with bipolar disorders showed an accelerated epigenetic aging compared with healthy controls. Hold on a second, where'd that go? Okay, so these chemical modifications could be precipitated by the disorder itself or by poor lifestyle habits and diet, exercise, tobacco use, and illegal substances. In other words, eating the junk foods, eating the foods in the grocery store without reading the labels, you could induce some of these chemicals on your person or inside of you through consumption that can then all of a sudden hyperaccelerate and you've got a problem. So again, when we're looking at what are we doing? This is it. We have to learn to study, learn to communicate properly, and even to come up with our own solutions. It says here, controlling the factors about not eating. Okay, they also found that while older bipolar disorder patients had significantly accelerated epigenetic aging compared to controls, no difference was found in younger patients. We believe the difference was detected in younger patients because they haven't had much exposure to stressful events. That cumulative chronic exposure to stress would relate to accelerated aging. Telomere length and mitochondrial DNA copy numbers. In other words, when they move on, everything will sort of reverse for us, and we may see a kickback in time kind of thing once these things are gone. The epigenetic acceleration correlated with the number of copies of mitochondrial DNA, suggesting that the cross talk between the nucleus and the mitochondria might be underlying to premature aging and bipolar disorder. So they were going out to the mitochondria, and they found all this instead. Let's see here where we're at. Let me double check real fast because I'm not sure. I would see this here. Oh, maybe there it is. Oh, there we go. Oh, we're already there. 40. Okay. Before I go on, I'm always pointing out that, I have a website, augmentandforce.com. In that site, we also have a catalog link. Feel free to access the catalog. There are things there you might be interested in. T-shirts, the triangle, the bucket, the repulsor, the herbal botanicals we have there, and some of the more personal materials for compounding for people. If you're interested, feel free to email me at independs@yahoo.com or you can contact me at 519-977-5351. When you're looking at all the things that you're wanting to do and get. Do a little reading, do a little research. If you can't find the answers, check out my website. You may not be there either, but at least it's warm, and you know, because it's cold out there right now, so it's warm, and you can go in and take a look and see what's there on that site and download. It's free site. Don't need your credit card. Don't need anything. Okay, I'm going to point out something else too, an announcement at the same time. Next week, the Remedy, the show I do on the Micro Effect, is going to change. It's going to be on now Tuesdays and Thursday nights. For those of you who listen to the show and want Micro Effect experience, every Tuesday and Thursday, 6 o'clock, will be a show going on. I'm going to try to, tomorrow, hopefully, if I can get it, I'm going to be looking at live stream as well, but the show with the Micro Effect will now change to Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. So put that on your calendar, 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Be every Tuesday and Thursday. All righty. I think I bent your ear long enough. Maybe I'll do another show tomorrow. And the shows are going to be an hour long, which will be a little easier on me as far as preparation goes, because sometimes, things can be difficult trying to hold a show on your own. I'm still working on the live stream. Hopefully, maybe tomorrow I'll get it going, understand how to operate it, and then go from there. Now you have it. You have, again, the new date every Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's between 6 o'clock. It's going to be an hour show each day, so we can get things done and get it done a little bit more effectively. Okay, listen, I think I'm going to run it down. We've almost been yapping here for an hour. I didn't really get what I wanted to get into. I did get into it, actually. I got into the genetics of things and the cancers that everything's causing as a result of these genetics. Hopefully, the stuff we're giving you will help offset any damage that you may be incurring as a result of the genetic change. You can apply things topically. You can apply things orally. So all in all, give it your best shot. Give it what you can. All right. Listen, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Again, remember, Tuesdays and Thursdays now, we will be having shows those days. All right. Till the next show. To your health. We'll see you in a bit.